Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And we are back. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. It's a social problem that seems to remain, even with a growing understanding of its existence, to talk about why spousal abuse remains a big problem and what women faced with an abusive partner can do about it. I'm joined by Jillian Pastor, Community Relations Coordinator at Lansing's EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters, an organization which provides shelter and supportive services to victims of domestic violence. Welcome to the program, Jillian.
Thank you.
Yeah. So in the Lansing area, how big of a problem is domestic violence? Is it on the rise? Is it declining?
It's similar to domestic violence all over the nation and all over the world. One in four women will experience domestic violence in her lifetime. So it is a huge social issue, like you said, and Lansing is one of those communities that does have domestic violence as well.
How many women come into EVE on any given month?
Well, throughout the year at our emergency shelter, we see anywhere from 300 to 500 women a year. Now, we also operate the Personal Protection Order Office, and we see nearly 2,000 clients there. So much more of a public office. People are a little bit more likely to utilize that service.
Wow, 2,000 women come in for protective service.
Yeah.
Now, so what usually triggers their visit to EVE or to protective services? I mean, I'm guessing the violence and the abuse has been longstanding at that point usually.
Yes, usually when somebody comes to us, the violence has been prevalent in their relationship for a long time. They may have even seen some signs of it, but usually some sort of incident has happened that brings them to our shelter or to our personal protection order office.
Now, let's talk about how domestic violence begins. What kind of warning signs should a woman look for that a man may have a tendency to be abusive?
Well, any kind of controlling behavior, if that person is monitoring where they're going, what they're doing, who they're friends with, even what they're wearing, that's a huge sign that there might be some domestic violence going on. Another one is quick involvement, somebody who wants to take their relationship to the next level very quickly, talking about marriage within, you know, only dating a couple of months to a year. And then another one that we see is jealousy. Usually abusive partners, when they become jealous, jealousy is kind of a normal behavior, but it can become an extreme emotion that can lead to domestic violence.
What about the abusers themselves? How aware are they that their behavior is wrong, or are they in complete denial about it?
Usually they don't take responsibility for the abuse. You know, we've come a long way with services. We've worked with women and children for a long time. There aren't as many services out there for males who are abusive, so we don't know as much about, you know, what causes them to be abusive, but we do know that they oftentimes don't take responsibility for their behavior. They feel entitled to be abusive and to be violent. So those are a few things that we see.
You know, outsiders look at domestic violence, which is, of course, a situation within the home, within a relationship, and they say, why doesn't the victim leave? Why doesn't the victim turn to their families? What kind of reasons are there for women to stay in these kinds of relationships?
Well, one of the things that we see quite often, we hear that quite often, why does the victim stay? And we often kind of counter back with, why is that person abusive? You know, why are we asking that question? But we do know that love is probably the number one reason why people stay in abusive relationships. They love that person. They hope that that person can change. They might see the potential in that person. So there's lots of different reasons. Fear is another huge reason why people stay in abusive relationships. They're fearful that if they leave, it might be putting them in more danger. And in a lot of cases, that is true.
I'm talking to Jillian Pastor, a community relations coordinator at Lansing's EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters, an organization that provides shelter and supportive services for victims of domestic violence. So what is it that that a woman can do if she's in a situation where she's with a man who's threatening her children maybe, and she feels that her life is potentially on the line? What kind of steps can she take to get away from that situation?
Well, if there's an immediate situation going on right now, I'd strongly encourage people to call 911. Call law enforcement, bring them into the situation to keep yourself safe. If that's not an option, there are 24-hour crisis lines out there. EVE has a crisis line. There's also a national domestic violence hotline that you can call to sort of get some more information about the options that may be available. Packing a bag at a friend's house is a good option. Gathering all of those important documents so that if you do have to leave very quickly, you will have those available to you. And just kind of being aware of your surroundings and that perpetrator and what they might do.
Now, children are certainly impacted by witnessing domestic violence. How would you describe the effect on children in these households? And is a child that grows up in a violent household then prone to become a violent adult partner himself?
A child, whether they witness abuse or whether they experience abuse, it does have a detrimental effect on their well-being and in their development. One of the statistics that we see is if a child grows up in a home that is violent, they are 7 to 10 times more likely to either become a victim or an abuser themselves. So the violence has a deep impact on the children and continues throughout their life.
And the economic downturn we've seen here in Michigan and across the country, has that played a big role in an increase of domestic violence? And what do women do when they really don't have the money to just leave a relationship?
Mm-hmm. The economy definitely plays a part. Now, there's domestic violence, whether the economy is good or bad. But the one thing that we have seen is that women are staying longer in the relationship, and they're enduring more violence in that relationship because they may be afraid to leave. They may feel like if they leave, they're going to be leaving behind their home, everything. So it is causing them to stay a little bit longer and enduring more abuse in that relationship.
What would you say to a woman then who tells you, look, you know, there is some abuse, it's not horribly violent, but I love this man and I want to stay with him? What kind of advice would you give her?
Well, we try to stay away from giving advice. One of the big things that we try to do is empower that person. We just talk with them. We listen to what they have to say. We brainstorm options with them to see what might work and what might not work. Because every individual that comes to our shelter is an individual. They have a different experience than the next person that comes in. We might see stories that are similar, but the options that are going to work are only going to work for that person. So a lot of it is just talking with that person, seeing what they might have already tried in the past, what worked, what maybe didn't work, and kind of go from there and see what we can do to get them in a place of safety right now.
And finally, when we talk about domestic violence, what comes to mind is, of course, physical abuse. But I know there are things like emotional and mental abuse that can occur within a relationship. How would you describe that, and how should a woman be aware that she's being emotionally abused?
Yes, the emotional abuse is really a big part of domestic violence. It's only about 1 in 10 women that come into our shelter that have, you know, the black eye or the bruises. Most of the women that we see experience the emotional abuse, and that includes just name calling, putting somebody down, making them feel bad about themselves. And it's a little bit harder to pinpoint than the physical violence. The physical violence leaves scars and bruises, but a lot of women that we talk to say the emotional violence takes a long time to really go away. So emotional abuse can be a little bit more subtle to recognize, but it is certainly as serious as the physical.
Jillian Pastor, that is, Community Relations Coordinator at Lansing's EVE, which stands for End Violent Encounters, an organization provides shelter and supportive services for victims of domestic violence. Thank you very much for joining me, Jillian.
Thank you for having me.